Fotografia europea 2025. Avere 20 anni.
Volpe, Laila, Slim e gli altri. Resistance at 20. The exhibition aims to explore the complex experience of young partisans during the Italian resistance in the context of the 80th anniversary of the liberation. Through a series of themed sections, the exhibition illustrates the daily life, challenges, gender emancipation, ethical choices and environmental framework in which these young people operated, reflecting on the meaning of being 20 during a time of war. The stories of Volpe, Laila, Slim and many other 20-year-olds who, with their eloquent battle names, participated in the resistance, offer a deeper and more personal understanding of what it means to rebel and fight for freedom, emphasizing the multifaceted experiences, courage and resilience of those young partisans. Alongside historical photographs from the historical photo archive and original documents, diaries, letters and posters from the period, the exhibition will benefit from the contribution of 5 artists, photographers, called upon to provide a contemporary visual interpretation of the values and themes revealed by the archived documents. With their diverse and personal works, ranging from analog photography to collaboration with artificial intelligence and involving young people themselves in the project, Alessandro Bartoli, Marco Belletti, Lorenzo Falletta, Alessia Leporati, Andrea Sciascia bring a glimpse of what it means to resist today for Gen Z.
I am Alessandro Bartoli and within the exhibition Volpe, Laila, Slim e gli altri, resistere a 20 anni, I've designed a collection of images that I could title Il fiore del partigiano. They are photographs inspired by history and the single stories of partisans, their friends and their enemies. These are pictures that evoke gestures, situations, objects, archetypes, and new icons of liberation. They are photographs I created with a group of 20-year-olds from 2025.
Resistance 3.0 is an installation created in collaboration between Alessia Leporati and the third-year IT class of the Instituto La Cremeria in Cavriago. The installation explores the concept of freedom today, questioning how free we truly are. Through text, photographs, drawings, videos and images generated with artificial intelligence, it challenges the idea that liberation is a goal already achieved, rather than an ongoing struggle. Resistance 3.0 is an invitation to look around and ask, what does it truly mean to be free today? If the resistance paved the way, it is up to us to keep walking it.
My name is Marco Belletti, and I'm a graphic and visual designer. For Fotografia Europea, I imagine a present where war isn't about bullets, but about hyperconnection, social pressure, and constant advertising. Trenches with QR codes, landmines around an iPhone charger, perfect poses under enemy fire. It's a visual and ironic reflection on modern resistance, the invisible daily struggle faced by today's youth.
Being 20 today means living in a society that limits individual expression and imposes rigid boundaries on identity, bodies and voice. The current generation faces social, political and internal challenges, trying to define itself in an unstable world. In this context, the body becomes a way of resistance and affirmation, a right to exist without fear of judgment. The struggle for the recognition of diverse gender and sexual identities is urgent, and exposing oneself become an act of freedom against repression. This exhibition explores how visibility can become a powerful way for liberation and change.
The top floor of this exhibition claims space. It recreates a protest march that has just passed through, abundant baubles, clothing items from matches, garments, protest materials, and signs. The bodies that passed here marched, shouted, and took a stand. They made noise. From the silence that remains, and from the desire to renew today's messages of resistance, there remain photographs of ordinary people who resisted and who have figuratively walked over, trampling upon, the decrees you see in this room. To those who silence with force, we have responded by marching. From the synthesis of the grassroots creations, bottom-up organization, and daily resistance, a very clear message is born, develops, and here crystallizes. Resistance is not, and has never been, merely for show. It is a collective body that don't ask for permission.